This is the official podcast for the Adelaide Football Club.
Well, order has been restored and I'm back, Chief.
I tell you what, we've got a special guest. It's Tom. You're actually here.
I tell you, I get that annoyed when it just is so, the
Katrina,
podcast.
Katrina,
I got a few. Yeah, Katrina's here. I mean, I got a few lashes because I mean,
you go straight to the lash.
I've got a lot of anger. I mean, every time that Paddy wants to do the podcast, it's when he's available.
Mate, you
wait around like I'm finished 2 hours ago, and you're like, oh, wait around till this time, we'll do the podcast. Oh, I can't do it today. We'll do it tomorrow when we're both here. So, but then you go ahead and do it. So the listeners are deprived from the actual voice of reason.
Tom, can you let the listeners know what you actually do? Look what you're wearing. You've got a cast around your neck. You don't do anything at all.
Well, hang on, I'm back training.
Did you or did you not this afternoon say this to myself and someone else? I'm not sure who was their cat. You said, I've got a busy afternoon. At 12 o'clock, I'm drinking coffees. At 1 o'clock, I'm drinking coffees.
Yeah, they were meeting.
At 2 o'clock, I'm drinking coffees. And at 3 o'clock, I'm drinking more coffee.
They're meetings. I've taken on new roles with this football club. more ways than none. I mean,
what are you, a barista?
No. They're meetings.
You're a barista.
Yeah, well. So we're back to a stage where I'm available and you're available because it only runs on your clock, which really annoys me.
You just never come.
No, I'm available at certain times.
You know what the problem is? You know, I get to the club at 7:30 in the morning. I don't leave till 5. You like to get out early.
No, I don't.
You do. You like to get out early.
No, it's not the way.
Get home early.
No, it's just that, you know, we're a bit more efficient as forwards instead of just waiting around. Or, you know, there's 150 midfielders needing to catch up with Campo.
Yeah.
Well, you're at the bottom of the tree.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, boys. Saints this Sunday. We don't know. It could be nothing on the line. It could be everything on the line. How do you prepare,
Tom,
for this, Paddy?
Can you put your phone on silent? Yeah, it's tough on Kat. Very disappointing last week. Very, 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 very. So many verys.
But Payson Kilda, this is the sixth time of Payson Kilda since I've come to the club and I've only played him once.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not playing on the weekend?
Well, 2012 wasn't picked for some reason. I don't know why, but...
You're not playing this weekend?
No, I'm not.
Breaking news. Chibi is not playing this week. But just imagine if it did, though, Kat. Look at the glass that I'm drinking from.
What?
Don't have a glass, but I have an imaginary one.
It is half full.
And it is half full.
Of what?
Of what you're drinking, Coke Zero. I love Coke Zero. It's half full, Chibi.
What, for the finals?
It's half full for the weekend, yeah.
Oh,
it is.
It's inevitable. We're playing finals.
We're playing.
As if Collingwood's beaten Hawthorn.
Well, I'll probably get up now you said that.
Nah. As if West Coast have beaten Gold Coast.
Nah. Called Schwerty. Schwerty said, you know what? Getting the boys up. Get the Crowies in.
See, Gold Coast.
Colin Jasmine. He's my favourite player.
Hey, he should be the rising star as well. God.
Yeah.
We love him.
Gold Coast can still make it if they win by 325 points. So they've still got something to play for.
Well, let's hope they win by 100.
No, I'm pretty sure they've got a bit to make up. Anyway.
Jesus!
Oh, here he is.
Why is Jock here?
Oh, where's the round of applause?
I'm out.
I tell you what. Now, Chiefy, I know I'm taking a bit of your lash here, but if Jocko Collins just walked into the room, you know...
This program has been lacking something this year, Dave.
Jocko Collins just walked into the room. Chiefy, now this, I'm taking a bit of your lash, but if there's someone that has made, like, zero impact on the football club, it's Jock.
Yeah.
There has been, I don't want to, like, we can put an expletive. Like,
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that season review.
There has been a lot of ups throughout the year.
Name one.
Not now. We can't. Not in your office, which is in the other offices. Has been ups. Not in Jock's office. And I'll tell you what. Just I'm going straight
lots.
To it. Now,
lots.
I've had more of an impact than the bloke sitting here.
The listeners. Need to know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Josh, you actually want to come to this one? You want to come to this one? Josh is here too, and Tomo.
It's another great legend of the game about
last week.
No, this needs to be. The listeners need to know. The listeners need to know. Tomo will vouch for me here. Our friends would like tickets every now and then.
Oh.
They'd like to come watch us play football.
Don't worry about Tomo.
But we get nothing. And we go to Jock and say, any danger some tickets, Jock?
Tom, if
and
I
he goes.
Just cut in for a second there, mate. The thing is, before you go asking for things the way you do, the attitude involved with the way you speak, you need to strike up relationships with people, mate.
Courtney.
You can't just
want
in the middle of the podcast.
This is the sort
now
of.
Get back out to your eastern suburbs and sip on your little latte.
What, the east side sippers?
Mate, you've got to form a relationship with the
people
first.
Does everyone know that Tomo's here?
Yeah, like I said, Scott Thompson, everyone.
Hey, look, it's been a pleasure, guys.
It's not a.
You ever need me to?
Geez, you're looking tan, Scott. For some,
there's a bit of spring in the air.
What? This does suit you, though.
Hours. Yeah.
This does suit you. This kind of stuff. You certainly got a head for
absolutely
for podcasts.
Head for podcasts. I'll take your feedback on board.
It's all right.
Have you been in the solarium, Scott? Because you look darker than you did in the summer.
No, I don't believe in solariums. You're not allowed to use them anymore anyway.
No, I know you don't believe in them, but you buy them and use them.
No. I like a bit of natural vitamin D on the skin, I must admit.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
And it's that time of year where it's... Actually, I saw you today, dang it. Hit 24 degrees, you were covered in zinc.
I don't know if you can notice, but I got burnt today. Actually did.
Look, on that note, it's been an absolute pleasure.
What are those, Scott? Speaking of tickets.
Oh, these are
for a couple of hours.
You wouldn't have seen these, Tom.
What was that? Tom's head is almost going to wobble off.
Available any time.
See, Scott, that
rattled me. Nice jumping.
Yeah, so as I can say, you know, when our friends do ask us for tickets, we just don't get any.
No, we don't.
It's Tom embarrassing.
200 game legend.
I know.
Said he had no problem.
You don't give them to him.
No problem.
And that goes along with the other one.
Legend,
with the,
geez, we're throwing
you know, this time,
around,
this time of the year when we, when all year, you know, I think I lost my jumper.
Have you ever been denied tickets from me?
Jock
normally says to me, do you want more? I'm like, Jock, no, it's okay.
That's
all right.
Sloaney said he's got too many for this. He doesn't have enough family and friends to fill up his tickets.
If you don't play, anyway, you can't have tickets.
Back to what I was saying. The other thing is that...
What? Tom's not playing this week? Jesus!
And back to what I was saying. The fact that, you know also, Patrick, that I lost my jumper in week one this year, my hoodie.
It's a nice
I have not been able to get another one back for the whole year.
This week, Sloaney's 100th.
Is it?
It is. You might have heard about it.
Are you wearing a wig this week, Chief?
For Sloaney.
Sloaney wig?
He doesn't have Sloaney wigs, please tell me.
You look good as a blonde, Lynchie.
Oh, probably.
Everything's better than what he's got. Everything's better than red.
And hopefully not, but it could be Truck's also last game.
It could be.
No, it won't be.
No, I said it could be.
No, it won't be. You said that we're playing finals. All of a sudden you're saying, what, you don't think it's Truck's going to get picked next week?
Oh, well, you can read whatever you like into that. The other thing which was a big talking point this week was the NFL fantasy draft, the Crow Bowl.
Did you see the photo of Josh Jenkins' Instagram of this?
Yes.
A lot of effort gone in.
A lot of effort has gone in, and you'd know, Kat, as
you all think, Josh
better half has done a lot of research from Rob Harding and probably was the worst on the draft. Actually, I think Brock Wiseman was the worst performer in the NFL fantasy draft.
Kat? I was going to ask about Daniel Talia's cat. How's that been received this week?
Now, people are saying...
Speeding, serious issues.
Some people are telling me that it's the worst excuse ever. Now, but if you put a bit of thought into it, it's a cracker. I mean, he got off. I mean, he's still got his license, he's still out of the drive, and he got all his points back.
He actually should be in jail.
And he got off.
Apparently the judge just said, look, that is a, you know, that's perfect.
You can't steal the advertiser's gag. That's one.
No,
that's shocking. You come up with your own.
But it was a massive news day, though.
I resigned. Yeah.
No,
I didn't really. Who did? Someone did resign, though.
Yenchi,
that's the one. Big fish.
Yeah, in a little pond.
Good to have.
Wasn't allowed to do any media, either.
Good call. No, really well done. He's had a great year. And
speaking of media, Chiefy, hasn't Ian Shuttleworth been a great addition to the team?
He has.
Hasn't he just upped the ante? He has improved all things media.
And
I don't know who was there beforehand, but he has just improved it. He's revolutionised, brought it up to...
You have to admit that, though, Brock. It's got better.
Who's Brock?
He's Jock. Jock Brock. Well, you are best
better,
mate. So I'll get
better, better dressed. He actually stands up for the players, impresses.
Yes.
He controls the media.
He's a bit back.
He has an eating out of the palm of his hand.
He's a bit back.
All I'm going to say is...
Did you ever wear a suit in the club?
Today or never.
I came to this place in 2012... and we were in the finals. Good things happened.
Shuts has
come in and we've just...
Hang on,
so you jumped on the bandwagon. Jumped on the bandwagon.
No.
Shuts is trying to build it up.
No, you and I came
at the top.
And things turned around.
We came at the same time, did we?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we were a two-for-one deal, weren't we?
From the same.
We were traded together.
Movies this week. Has anyone seen In Between Us?
Yeah, I have. I didn't rate it. I was really looking forward to the Ninja Turtles coming out in September 11. I can't wait basically for that.
Chibi, Guardians of the Galaxy, I haven't seen it yet.
I loved it.
You loved it.
Lawyer. What was that other show you were watching, which was just horrendous? You watched the whole thing, like from the start, and it was It was shocking. It was like real old school TV series. Tell the listeners, don't lie to them.
I've got a story.
Well, it was the X-Files.
Who watches the X-Files?
It's one of the highest. It's one of Scully and Mulder. Yeah, one of the highest. Yeah. David Duchovny.
Yeah, my dad watched it when he was 12. It's that old.
He would have been 14.
Oh, God.
Mate, very good.
Talk about Entourage and Suits and Game of Thrones.
What about this one? This is a story from Hobart.
Oh, you can't bring your own stories to the podcast, Jock.
Well, actually, I found out while we lost.
Jock thinks people actually want to listen to his stories. It's not about him.
It's about Matthew.
So we're wrapping it up.
It's a good story.
It's been fun. We'll do another podcast next week.
We're wrapping things up.
We've got for 14:57. If they haven't left already, they're going to now. So it's been a pleasure. Dandy, you've been rubbish. And yeah, obviously we'll get most listeners this week because I'm back.
That's no good.
I think Jock's persisting with his story.
I want this story to get out there.
All right, put the story out.
What is the story, Jock?
Because this is Yenchi. This is, we'll take you into the mind of Matthew Yench pre-game down in Hobart. You get a call at maybe 9:30 from Matthew Yench before the Kangaroos game. He's like, Jock, this is going to sound strange, but I can't find the team hotel. I'm like, what are you talking about, Yenchi? Where have you been? So he's just ducked out to get a few supplies. He normally eats a couple of bags of chips before a game, Yenchi. And then 10 minutes goes by after I've told him where the hotel is. I need to know the address. I can't find it still. So this is Matthew Yench in Hobart, one of the smallest cities in Australia. Doesn't know where he is.
Oh, he's back.
Tomo, you missed Jock's story. It's been shocking.
This has been the worst podcast ever.
It's been a long build-up. Where is this going? Did he find the hotel?
Can you just
Matty Yench got lost in Hobart the night before the game.
That's your story.
Matty Yench did.
Yeah. He had to call me up to find out the address.
I wish at the end of the day, Matty Yench is about as bright as a blown globe.
That
doesn't come as a surprise to anyone, Itch.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.